Des, thanks you for making the way here in the postgame show and maybe just take me through your thoughts on a really nice bounce back win here tonight, well, led by yourself and your line mates.
Yeah, I mean, this is our group from now on, and, you know, trade deadline's over, and we talked about coming out with a bang and just building every day, and it's good to start off with a win.
You build chemistry. You just met Vallis. He's just joined the team. It looked like you guys have been playing for years out there.
Yeah, it's good to have him. I mean, we've spent quite a bit of time with him, and it was good for us to, you know, be on the road, I think, with him coming in and having a couple of days off in Penticton to get to know him. And, you know, lineup-wise and on the ice, he's fit right in, and he's making a big impact out there. So, you know, him and I just tonight found each other and Funker too, and it was good to get a hat trick. It feels good. So
yeah, take me through that first career hat trick, if I'm not mistaken, Carlin. So that's got to feel pretty good. There's a decent amount of hats that got thrown on here also.
Yeah, it was cool to see. Like you said, it was my first ever, so it's definitely exciting and a moment that I probably won't ever forget.
Do you feel rejuvenated? You suffered that shoulder injury early, and it looked like you may have to miss significant time. You did miss some time, but it looked like at one point it may be more time, and then you got second word and third word, and oh, you can come back earlier. Do you feel rejuvenated to the fact that, you know, you weren't sure when you were going to come back, and now you're back on the lineup, and you look as good as ever?
Yeah, I think, you know, like, my time off took a lot of rehab and took a lot of work for me to get back to where I am right now, but you know, I can't do that without, you know, the help of the staff, and shout out to Mitch, you know, and my teammates too. But I'm just trying to get better every day and keep my shoulder healthy and go from there.
You know, the trade deadline's come and gone, and I've talked to a lot of people about this and just how, yes, there was a couple of moves made to improve your roster, but, you know, relatively, you know, this group has really stuck together from the start to now the end, and that's got to be cool for this group, right? It seems so tight, and it just feels like this whole group deserves to play this whole season together and hopefully do something special down the road here this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it says a lot about, you know, where our coaches are at and our staff and our us players as a group. I mean, Lammer gives us a lot of credit for, you know, what we've accomplished this year so far, and you know, for him to keep us together and believe in us, I think, is the biggest thing going down the stretch. And you know, we all have faith in our group to do something special this year, and we're just going to keep moving forward.
So you've got some experience now, and you came in a trade about a year and a half ago to Prince George, and you were part of the team that had success last season, but this season has even taken it up a notch. With your experience now in the WHL, what is it about this team that's even above last year's team that has an opportunity to go a long way in the playoffs? I know that's down the road. We don't know what's going to happen, but what is it, as a player that is on this team that's had some experience, it's a 19-year-old, what is it about this team that has been made so successful so far?
I mean, I think Waldy, you know, says it quite a bit too, and how close our group is off the ice and in the culture. You know, since I've came here, we've had a lot of guys that have returned over the years, and we've, you know, really focused on building a strong culture here. And this year, I mean, we're just that tight and off the ice, and it translates off the ice to on the ice. And, you know, we got a lot of special players in that locker room that, and, you know, guys know their roles too and what they need to bring to the team and on the ice. So, you know, that's what makes our group special. I think everybody buys in every day, and we're just willing to get better.
Last one before we let you go here, Carlin. Again, Carlin DeZane joining us here in the postgame show on 94.3, the GOAT Cougars winning 5-2. Carlin, anyone back home in Calgary that you'd like to say a quick hello to before we let you go?
I would give a shout-out to my little sister. She's 5, but she's probably sleeping right now. So I'll say hi to Mom and Dad.
Well said, Des. Appreciate the time. Great game tonight, my friend, and go get them tomorrow night. And congrats also on your first career hat trick.
Thanks, Cole. Thanks, Hartley.
You bet.
Carlin DeZane in our post-game show. Appreciate that, as always. Let's get back to the scoring summary. We were at 2-1 Kelowna. Cougars getting one back. Orange Strome up that left wing side. Gets to the left circle. Great shot to tie the game up at 2. It was 2-2 through 20.